It's 59 degrees in Nashville. We expect a sunny day in Middle Tennessee, a high in the low to mid 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has officially called a special session for the legislature to redraw the state's congressional maps. The move follows pressure from President Donald Trump and U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn. Lee and Senate Republican leadership had been hesitant to come back to Nashville so soon before the state's congressional primaries. Early voting in federal races starts mid-July. The deadline to file passed over a month ago. The last-minute redistricting effort was spurred by a U.S. Supreme Court decision that walked back part of the Voting Rights Act. The relevant section had been protecting Memphis against racial gerrymandering. State lawmakers want to carve up Memphis into several safe districts for Republicans. Memphis Democratic Senator Ramesh Akhbari says the move is a dishonor to the civil rights movement.
People fought for the right to vote. If you all have never been to Selma and walked across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, to think about people being beat back just simply for the right to vote. And now we have people who sit in Washington, who sit in Nashville, who say that those in this community do not matter, that their legal voice, their vote does not matter.
The legislature will be reconvening tomorrow for the special session. A man was hit and killed by a train on Saturday while walking a railway bridge over the Harpeth River. A release from Metro Nashville Police says the train's conductor blew his horn when he saw a man on the tracks near Highway 70. The conductor tells police the man began to run to the other side, but was clipped by the train. Police found the man dead in the water below. Authorities are still working to identify him. He was a black man between 20 and 30 years old. Last week, the Metro School Board turned down four applications to start new charter schools in Nashville. Such schools are run privately but get public money. In one case, the district found a proposed middle school is in an area where charters are falling short of their enrollment targets, and where two already have plans to expand into middle school grades. The Nashville Banner reports the district found another application had a sound budget and finance plan, but it rankled some officials by undercounting the number of state championships MNPS athletes have won. The charter applicants can now amend their proposals. If denied again, they could appeal those decisions to the state. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.